On this Wednesday, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Drew. I hope it's as nice where you are as it where is here in Urbana-Champaign today.
You know, it's not bad. We do have a lot of cloud cover here, but it's been warm the last couple of days, and nobody can complain about that.
We'll get back to that in just a bit, and you're right. Nobody can really complain about that, at least not too much. I think we should start in South America, though, today. Let's go all the way to Argentina, where I take it they've been suffering through some dry conditions that we haven't talked about a whole lot lately. What are things like?
That's right. This is the third week without rain, believe it or not. It hasn't made a lot of headlines because when it did rain last, it was widespread. It was actually during the President's Day holiday weekend, I believe it was. It was the last time it rained significantly in Argentina. And the temperatures over the past week have been working their way into the 90s on a regular basis. So as you can imagine, we're evaporating large amounts of moisture out of the soil there now. The topsoil moisture assessment as of yesterday suggested that it was mostly exhausted, so there wasn't a lot of usable moisture in the topsoil anymore. Subsoil moisture, though, is still rated adequately, and as we go forward through this last week of rain-free conditions, we're probably going to increase the crop stress fairly significantly with the afternoon temperatures in the 90s and very limited topsoil moisture and decreasing subsoil moisture. So as you can imagine, it's a stressful environment that could threaten some of the late-season crops, like late double-cropped soybeans. Might also have an impact on the late-planted corn, as well as some peanuts there and perhaps even a little bit of the sorghum crop. Now, the interesting thing about the outlook here is that next week some of the models are suggesting some rain, some very timely rain may evolve. And some of that rain already during the Monday through Wednesday period next week could impact the most important production areas in the nation of Argentina. So if it does end up verifying, there could be some immediate relief. That might be one of those last-minute rains that could save millions of dollars. So that could be really important rain. Unfortunately, the rain that occurs next week is not going to be widespread across the country. Maybe a little later next week into the following weekend, we'll see some follow-up precipitation. So Argentina's kind of at a crossroad right now. We'll keep an eye on it. Certainly the early crops did okay, with the exception of early corn, which was impacted by some early season dryness in the spring. As far as Brazil is concerned, I think the majority of the country is still in tip-top shape. I think the bottom line there is very good. Most of the country has abundant moisture still. We are drying out in some of the western and southern parts of Brazil, and that is likely to continue for most of the next week. But there's good subsoil moisture there, and that crop is going to stay in good shape. And really, the dry weather is absolutely perfect right now for getting that late soybean harvest completed and also to support the safrinha corn planting, which is still underway, and hopefully they can get it done. I understand they don't like to plant that second season corn after about the 15th of the month.
What's your assessment of what the conditions will be like for that growing season, at least the early part of the growing season for second crop or safrinha corn?
Yeah, I think the early part of that growing season is going to be okay. The big concern is what kind of moisture are we going to have during reproduction? And that'll occur sometime in April going into May. Normally, the monsoon pulls out of Brazil in April, usually the early part of April, and I think that's going to occur fairly normally this year. So the reproductive process will occur favorably as long as there's an abundance of moisture in the soil. And that's the key here. If we end up having lighter than normal rains as we move into April and don't have the abundance of subsoil moisture around, they could run into some significant issues. And I'm really expecting to see a smaller crop come out of it. I think most people are expecting that. There's going to be some reduction in planting, and then there's going to be some yield decline because of the monsoonal rains ending on time.
Speaking of abundant rainfall, there was plenty of it around the United States in the Midwest last year. In particular, the northwestern part of the Dakotas were hit pretty hard. A lot of standing corn there. It's been warm. What do you think conditions are like for harvest or potential harvest in the Red River Basin? And it's really complicated as it relates to saturated soils and to, I suppose, ice flows north of there.
Yeah, it is a complicated situation. We are melting some of that snow a little bit at a time here over these past several days, and we'll continue to do that out through the next week. And it's really not a bad scenario overall. We're not melting the snow aggressively enough to cause immediate serious flooding. But the runoff is increasing. The rivers and streams are already in that area above average, and some have been in flood stage since last autumn. So it's not like we're going to avoid a flood. The question is, how significant will it be? And I like the scenario that's playing out right now. If we take a step back and look at the entire 2 weeks coming up, we see the precipitation in the upper Midwest and the northeastern U.S. plains to be mostly below average. Maybe in the last 5 days of the forecast, there might be a storm that comes across the area. But over the next 10 days, there should be an opportunity to slowly whittle down some of this snow, and I think we can avoid a more serious flood if we can keep this process going and avoid a big storm system as we move deeper into spring.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.